Welcome to the Inspiring West Virginians podcast. I'm Jean Snedeker. Each episode in this series profiles a West Virginia native who is a global leader in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or business. The series first aired on West Virginia Public Broadcasting and is funded by the Miles Family Foundation in Elkins, West Virginia. In this one, I meet Brad Smith, president and CEO of Intuit, one of the world's great software companies. This profile is from 2010. Now, on with the show. I've traveled to Mountain View, California, in the heart of Silicon Valley, and just down the road from Google.
All right, we got a little construction going on here. That's what a growing company has to do, is you have to keep changing and evolving. Hello.
Brad Smith, who comes from the small town of Canova, West Virginia, shows me around the sprawling headquarters of Intuit, the financial software company. It looks like a college campus.
Hey, Holly, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Brad?
Good. So what you got going on in your world these days?
Despite the casual feel, this is a big global company.
How many people work in this building, Brad?
We have a few hundred that work in this building. We have 14 buildings on the campus here and then 8,000 employees across 70 different campuses.
With a turnover of more than $4 billion a year, Intuit has been named one of the top 100 best places to work in the United States more than 10 years in a row, and is regularly named the nation's most admired software company. As we go, Smith stops to talk with several different people.
So what did you think of Investors Day yesterday?
You sat there. What did you think?
I thought it went really well.
And I think it's credible. And at the end of the day, I think we do something that other companies, they say, typically don't do. And that's we stood up and talked about things we didn't do well.
Yep.
See you later.
In 2008, at the age of 44, Brad Smith took the helm as president and chief executive officer of Intuit, a company founded in 1983 by Scott Cook.
He just observed his wife sitting at the kitchen table struggling to do something everybody tries to do, which is balance their checkbook. And so he had an inspiration with a small team of people. He built a product called Quicken. And his goal was to revolutionize people's financial lives in a way that was so profound they couldn't imagine going back to the old way.
Intuit continues to produce financial products like Quicken for individuals and QuickBooks for small businesses, plus TurboTax for annual tax returns.
One third of all the tax returns the IRS gets moves through TurboTax or our professional tax products. And our small businesses that use our products represent 20% of the United States GDP. $2.6 trillion flows through small businesses who use our product. So we're proud to say we're the backbone of a lot of the economy in the U.S., and that's a neat job to have.
Running such a successful company without messing it up can be a challenge. Within weeks of Smith taking over as CEO, he went on what he calls a listening tour.
For the first 100 days, I went out and met with hundreds of our employees, and I asked them what they thought was the biggest opportunity in front of us that we had not capitalized on. And I asked them what was the biggest barrier in front of us that was preventing us from being as great as we could be. And then I asked them, what's the one thing I could do to screw it up? And I did that with our employees. I did that with our board members. And I did that with fellow CEOs in the Valley. And what was amazing was it was a very consistent set of answers.
Harry Fortzheimer, head of communications at Intuit, claims that in his 34 years in business, Brad Smith is the most impressive leader he's ever worked with.
With Brad is what you see is what you get. There is an amazing side of him that's very humble, and yet the energy level, the commitment, the values that he brings are just world class.
You know what I think that makes Brad unique is the moral fabric that he is made of.
Nora Denzel is a senior vice president at Intuit.
He really feels it's his obligation and his privilege to help us be better leaders. And so I didn't know much about West Virginia, but he makes me interested in West Virginia to understand, is that the norm? Just the way he was raised, he wears that externally, and he's never strayed from his roots. And I think he's probably one of the best exports that West Virginia has. He's probably better than any chamber of commerce in terms of just the moral fiber. You've seen so many CEOs in the news lately on their way to or from prison or written up. And I just tell you that Brad's moral compass is probably one of the strongest ones in the industry, and it's really refreshing.
That moral compass has its roots in West Virginia.
My background started in a town called Canova. It stands for Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia. Population of about 1,300 people. My mother and father were married at a young age, and they had three boys, and I was the second of three boys. And it was a rough and tumble, fun upbringing. We grew up just a few blocks away from the Ohio River, and I would say that it was an upbringing that was idyllic. I had great friends. Kids played out all night, and the moms had to come out and say, time to come in for dinner time. It taught me a lot.
What did it teach you?
My lessons from West Virginia, I boil them down into three things. It's integrity, humility, and teamwork. I remember my dad always telling us that you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. And so we kind of lived that motto. The second was humility. You know, you literally are always a learner, and you're going to have to learn from others in front of you, and you always want to be able to share with others. And so I love the fact that no matter what you accomplish in life, you still have so much more you're capable of being. And then the last is teamwork. You know, you learn in West Virginia, life's a team sport. Communities stick together, families stick together, teams stick together. And that's the way it is in the bigger world. And so when I left West Virginia, those things stuck with me and they kept me grounded.
I'm Judy Smith. I'm Brad's mother.
You've got a lot of pictures here,
oh,
Judy.
This is the most recent of Brad's two girls.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Oh, they are. So I have
Judy Smith is in the family room of the brick ranch-style home in Canova where Brad grew up. And she grew up nearby. Judy is no doubt her children's biggest fan.
Brad was very active. He was adventuresome, into everything, curious. The first most amazing thing about Brad, I couldn't believe, I bought wooden puzzles. From the time he was two, if he was a full 2 years old, he could sit down and work that puzzle immediately.
He was an intelligent person as a child.
Brad's older brother, Brent Smith.
In his play group, he was always the planner, kind of the leader, the thinker, and got the other folks in trouble most of the time.
How did he get them in trouble?
Well, he would always come up with these grandiose ideas, and he would be the one that wouldn't get caught. And the younger brother, a lot of times, was kind of left holding the bag.
My older brother is the smartest man I've ever met in my life, but he also has the heart of a lamb. My little brother, we call him the baby brother, but he's about 6'2", 270 pounds, and can bench press 315 pounds, and he's a brawler. Having him with me, we were like the Wilkerson brothers. That was a Dr. Seuss character. You couldn't mess with one without the other.
Next door to the Smiths were the Walkers, and Marsha Walker has known Brad since they were toddlers. They played together every day, and she became the sister he never had.
Brad's always been an entrepreneur because we would have rummage sales. As children, we would collect our parents' things, and there was a little lady called Violet Irons that lived down the street, and we would run pants, man's pants, to her, and we'd get a dime here and a quarter there. And
so his business sense started very young.
Very young.
Let's go take a tour of Canova.
The high school is actually going to come up on your right, and what you're coming up on now is the stadium.
During Brad's childhood and teenage years, Canova was a football-crazy community. From 1963 to 1983, Sarita Canova High School were the state AA champions 10 times.
Oh, it was just like the movie Friday Night Lights. If you've ever seen that series or that movie about high school football being the entire community, that's what Sarita Canova was about. In the summertime, we went to Dreamland Pool, which was the largest pool east of the Mississippi for many years. And I actually worked there for 9 years, and it became my mainstay. It's everything I did in the summer. It was just a fantastic upbringing.
Though he loved to play outside and later became a black belt in karate, Brad Smith was a serious student. Or at least he became one after a rather humbling experience.
In the fourth grade, I was beat in a spelling bee by a little girl that I had a crush on. And she told me the next day that she couldn't be my girlfriend because I wasn't smart. I began to study, and it's not that my IQ went up overnight, but I didn't get any B's because I just worked really, really hard so no one would ever say they couldn't date me because I was stupid.
Brad's hard work first took him to West Point, where he was top of his class. Later, he transferred to Marshall to be near a girlfriend at the time, and Smith earned an MBA from Michigan State. But Marshall holds a special place in his heart.
What is this?
It's Marshall University class ring.
Still wear it.
Here we are in Mountain View, California, and you've got...
Marco. I've got Marco there. I have my little mascot, and on the wall I have the We Are Marshall poster that's actually signed by McGee. It says, Brad, rise from the ashes. This year we had a leadership conference 3 weeks ago with our top leaders, and I told the story about We Are Marshall and how the community rose from the ashes and sees glory, and we have the opportunities to do that too anytime we face any sort of setback or tragedy. So there's not a person in this company who couldn't tell you about Canova, West Virginia, or Marshall.
Since Marshall days, on his journey up the corporate ladder, Brad Smith has lived in 10 different states, but he's convinced that no place is quite like the Mountain State.
What makes West Virginia unique is when I go home, the first thing someone asks you is, who are your mother and father and who are you related to? It's basically who you are as a person. And every other place I've lived, the first thing they want to know is, what do you do for a living? And we are so much more about who we are as opposed to what we do. And I've never lost that. So the first thing I try to do in any job I have is be a human being, an authentic person.
And when Brad Smith says authentic, he really means authentic. Early in his career, one company sent him to a voice coach to try to help him get rid of his West Virginia accent.
First, you can tell they weren't successful at getting rid of this accent, although it is highly watered down. If you'd speak to any of my other siblings or my mother, I've learned some important lessons over life, like try not to be something that you're not. Don't try to get rid of your accent, because that's what makes you special. I learned that from West Virginia, because it's about who you are first.
I am proud of the man that he has become. I am so proud of the husband and the father that he is. And I've oftentimes told him, Brad, we can't take our mansions to heaven, but we can be sure we see our children there.
In 1996, during his second term as mayor of Canova, Brad's father, Larry Smith Sr., died unexpectedly at the age of 58.
Perhaps the biggest turning point in my life was the death of my father, because I'd spent a lot of my life doing things and then kind of checking it against him to say, did that live up to your expectations? What do you think? Is that the man you wanted me to be? What I realized was that after he passed and I would do something, I would go look in the mirror, and I saw him looking back at me. And it's the mirror test. It's not living up to his expectations, it's living up to mine. And he instilled in me the same values he had. And so if I was living up to my expectations, that's all that mattered.
What do you see in your future?
West Virginia. My goal is to get back home some point. I don't know how or what or when, but I wrote a thesis in my graduate school when I was in Michigan working for Pepsi, and I wrote something called Songs of Life, and basically in there I said, at the end of the day, I want to go home and help the people who helped me and simply give back. And I don't know if it'll be politics like my father did, or if it'll be business, or it'll simply be teaching, but I'll be back home someday.
Brad Smith, President and CEO of Intuit. Inspiring West Virginians is produced by me, Jean Snediger, and edited by Suzanne Higgins at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This series is made possible by the generous support of the Miles Family Foundation. Inspiring West Virginians to soar.